Welcome to the Prettiest Podcast,
where pretty meets purpose. I'm your host, Trebiana.
And I'm your co-host, Allie.
And today we're going to be talking about social media, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yes, girl. The good, bad, and the ugly, because we know social media can get real ugly.
And it can be good as well.
It really can be good. It can be definitely like prosperous. You can definitely make money off of it. Yes. You can find your community on social media. So let's get into it.
Yes. Okay, Allie. So my thing that I wanted to talk about social media, the first thing, let's keep it real. Baby, we detest subjects as social media. Like, before us, there were no social media. We came out during MySpace. So, we're literally, like, the test subjects of social media.
And I agree. I feel like social media definitely started, like, there was a start for it. But I feel like now social media has definitely, like, implemented itself into our society.
It has.
I really feel like it's kind of like an everyday thing for people. I feel like it's a way for people to make money. It's a way for people to build communities.
Yes.
It's a way for you to just connect with like-minded individuals.
As well.
But it's also a dark side to social media.
It's a dark side.
It
you
is.
Have the ability to basically feel like you're in competition with someone. Oof. You have the ability. Sometimes social media ruins lives, literally.
It really can.
An ugly side to it. And you know what I was thinking about social media the other day? I was thinking, like, social media could be a blessing and a curse. You can, like you said, become a sensation overnight. Success, become viral.
Yes.
And then you can also slip up on social media and see that your nigga was DMing. He done slid in somebody DM. So, it can definitely be a hot and cold night and day situation.
It really can. But I think it's all, like, how we've been talking about the intent. I definitely think it's about the intent on the way that you use social media, because I feel like with social media, like I said, it could be a good thing, but I feel like if you're intentional with the way that you're using social media, then the negatives don't really affect you as much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like now, to be fair, I will say this. I do feel like social media is not something that you should allow to run your life.
Yeah.
I don't feel
high key.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. We were literally talking about this on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
And you were like, I feel like it's another world.
It's another dimension
of our world. And it's crazy because I do feel like social media is a world inside of our world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like, We also talked about the Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix, literally. I feel like you cannot underestimate social media. And I think that's the biggest thing, is because, what I mean by underestimating, I mean on the good and positive. On the good and bad side.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you can make millions off of social media.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate social media and how you can use social media to literally fund the dreams of your life.
Yeah.
But also don't underestimate social media, how it can ruin your life. You can say the wrong things. You can basically let it control you.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking about earlier, how sometimes that we can be on social media scrolling for hours.
Ooh.
and not even be conscious of it. It's like a subconscious thing now.
I feel like it's almost like a program.
It's like a program.
I feel like it's a program in our mind. And it's kind of, it's almost like second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I feel like we don't even intend, like,
to be on it.
But then you just happen to kind of pick up your phone and you get on it. But like I said, it's definitely about being intentional with how you're using it and what you are consuming when you're on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because do I feel like it's one of those things where I feel like a lot of people probably agree with me on this? It's kind of like, what am I following? You know how people say that? what am I following?
Yes.
And you know, how did I end up on this side of Instagram or TikTok? How did I end up over here?
And you know what's so crazy about social media is nowadays, baby, they getting smart with it. Ooh. Like the algorithm and them matching, you know, what you, because I'm not going to lie, like, it's been the times where I was able to get on someone else's social media and it was given XXXXX. And I'm like, I don't have the social media. All I see is cooking tutorials and positive affirmations. So it's so crazy that like social media will literally match your energy on it. And that's why I also feel like you shouldn't let social media use you like that.
So you feel like it's biased?
High key is biased. Okay. And you know why it is biased? Because the next time you're on social media, look up like women. Just type in the word like anything, literally anything you look up. And it's no offense to any, no race, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
But if you type in something, you basically do the search engine on social media, it's going to bring up Caucasian women. It's going to bring up Caucasian men. It's going to take you a minute to find a black African-American or colored or any color, Mexican as well, on social media. So it's definitely biased. And this is the thing about social media where I feel like sometimes it could be a downward turn.
Yeah.
Is that basically like it can be almost like a, how can I explain it? Like a dirty habit. Like it's something that you indulge in. For like that, you know how, you know, we indulge in things like if you're on a diet, you eating chocolate, you're not supposed to, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like one of those, that feeling. And I don't know if it's in, baby, I don't know much science, but this is like endorphins or.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it releases endorphins.
Yeah. It releases endorphins.
Girl, so I got some other things that release it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, y'all.
After she got someone to leave, baby, that clock the tea. Literally. But yeah, I feel like social media has, and that's the thing though, when it has become something that affects not only, you know, you on social media, but it affects your outer life as well.
And I think that's when it's becoming too far.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna say something that I truly feel, I feel like social media, y'all, don't cancel your girl. If this come out 10 years later, but you understand. I'm just going to say, like, I feel like social media has made it to where, like, people have an opinion. Like, you feel like your opinion matters more than what it actually does.
That part.
I'm so
because
sorry.
Because that's the thing, though.
I feel like it's giving people a voice. And it's like, I feel like we really feel like our opinion matters more than what it actually does. To where, and when I say that, it's not that your opinion is not like important, but for you to feel like you can tell another person whether the way they're living their life is appropriate or not, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, the comments be going crazy.
I genuinely feel like it's crazy. And I honestly feel like it just kind of gives an insight to how society works. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those things where if you look, it's like you start to notice that people are more like happy, or they kind of push negativity a lot.
Absolutely.
Like
negativity sells.
It's kind of like the crab in the bucket mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's kind of like one of those things where it's like sometimes people will use it as an escape to escape from their reality.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is if they see somebody going through hard times or going through this, mm-hmm. it's like, y'all mess with that.
Y'all
but when you see
that.
People like doing good and being back. Happy, mm-hmm. like it's kind of like
you're jealous, or it's like you still try to find something wrong with it.
Yeah.
And hitting back on where you said opinions, this is the thing.
Child.
Like social media is such a hot and cold environment because you can have a voice. Like say, for instance, when that George Floyd situation happened or Black Lives Matters happened, you know, there it was a thing where social media did play a powerful tool in bringing
social media world together.
You know, a lot of people have their opinions. And then even still now, Laura, I feel so bad for Sonya Massey. Yeah. So yeah. Even her or everyone who has experienced that, like, it is, social media can be good with spreading a message, because these are situations that happen miles away from us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hundreds of thousands of miles.
Wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for social media. Yeah. So that aspect of it, like spreading a positive message, getting people to come together as a community and support,
that's
a cause,
not bad.
It's good.
That's not
but
bad.
Then, like you said, you have that flip side where it's not one. So it's not one social media influencer or celebrity that has been like, those comments eat me up. Or they have to be like, I have
to
not look at it.
Well, my thing is, it's kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like, definitely do your own research before you speak, before you troll, before you comment. Like, do your own research. Yeah. Like, if you the same amount of time that you had to take to type that little comment up, make sure you do your research.
Yeah.
Like, do your research. Formulate your own opinion.
Exactly.
Like, create your own opinion based on what you believe in and what you feel like is correct. And, you know, definitely go from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those things where it's like, I see, like, there's social media that ruins relationships.
Yes.
Social media that ruins friendships. Mm-hmm. Social media that makes you feel insecure.
Yes.
And it's almost like, I've actually talked to people that feel like social media is like a video game.
But it can't, and that's how I feel like it should be used. I don't feel like social media should be used as if this was like heaven and hell, like, you know what I mean, like, it's like a place where you go to get that feeling that you feel like you belong. Like you said, you can find your community, but at the end of the day, social media is a thing where I feel like you shouldn't basically almost like putting all your eggs in one basket,
you know. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I feel like when it comes to that, it's like, like you said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But it is, it's also like, okay, like, if I was to get off of social media,
my life would still
really,
be the same.
My life would literally be the same.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know what was going on or what was happening. Like, would your life be peaceful?
And that's another thing. Sorry about that.
No,
but
go ahead,
that's
girl.
Another thing about social media is that people think they know you. People think they know
you. And
you
know what's crazy? That is so crazy. That is so crazy, because it's one of those things where it's like, a person that is not around you every day and this and that, they'll be like, well, this is how you present yourself. So I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
But I feel like people, that's honestly a whole nother conversation for today. Because no. Because a person will formulate their own opinions about you based off of
what you post.
Well, what you post, but it's also how they were raised, how they believe, what they think. Like, they will kind of conjure up what they believe about you based off of what you're posting, but that's also, like, connected to them on the inside.
On the inside.
It's almost like them projecting
their insecurities.
Their insecurities are what's happening. I won't even say insecurities.
Yeah.
It's like they're projecting their life onto you.
Yeah. And that's another thing about social media that I want to talk about, is that as, like, women, I feel like, especially women of high standards, I feel like your social media image really does matter. And it's not even about the other people. It's about getting jobs. It's about maybe attracting the right people.
Yeah.
Attracting your future husband. I feel like you formulating a image that you really want out there in the world really matters.
You know, it's crazy, because I was about to ask you. So, would you prefer to talk to a man that has social media or none?
Obviously none. I'm not going to lie. Like, half of my serious relationships, my significant other has not have a social media. And this is my thing about social media. I feel like if you are a man, I feel like women is a little bit different, because we naturally like to take pictures and stuff like that.
You can't be in the bathroom longer than me, baby.
You can't be in the bathroom longer than me. But I feel like we're men, I honestly don't feel like they are on there for the right reasons. You can't tell me that a man sits on social media for hours and hours and he has in a committed relationship and then eventually is going to start causing problems.
You know, you ain't lying though.
If you have a business, if you have a business, then that's one thing. And it's not like a one fit all scenario.
Yeah,
because
it's
genuinely men who like to show up their wife or show up their kids or
they are using it for their business.
But I will high key prefer if my man didn't have social media. I don't see, this is my thing, like, because there's the fact there a man can have a social media and then you feel like, dang, why are you not posting me? Or dang, why are you following women? Why are you commenting on girls' pages? So it's like a whole ordeal.
But I also feel like that thought comes from social media.
It comes from social media, yeah.
I feel like having that thought, even the thought of like, why are you, because you know, it'd be like, okay, if you liking all of this and it's not like relative or in comparison of what you have at home, it's like, so what you really like?
So what you, that's the thing. That's the thing. I'm not gonna lie.
You really like.
If I'm this and then you're
like
other women, like completely opposite of me.
Yeah.
It does like, give like.
Yeah. No shade.
No shade.
It's kind of like, but I feel like that's where I feel like social media, how we kind of talk about it, it's a world within the world. So is it like a fantasy?
Is that like, high key?
Let me tell you something.
And that's the thing about social media, it's a fantasy.
I've had so many guys literally tell me, like, oh, this is just social media.
I hate that term.
This is not real.
I hate that.
This is a video
that
game.
That irks me. Like, the
video
saying,
game is
saying that social media is not real is the most gaslighting thing a man can say.
Yeah.
I genuinely agree because, baby, you can literally, like, you can do everything on social media. Besides probably not, like, I don't even know what you cannot do.
Well,
on social media.
And that's the thing, because it's kind of one of those things, so I want to ask you. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we understand, like how we said, social media is not like real life, right? We kind of like, it's not real life.
It's not real life,
but where do you like draw that line? Like, I mean, not even where do we draw that line, but it's like one of those things where it's like, I feel like that's why they use it as a, this is not real, because they're like, I can't see her every day.
Right.
Like, she's not here every
right.
day. This is just, you shouldn't even
but
be
if you're going
bad
on
about
her
this.
But if you're going on her stories and stalking her stories and stalking her profile, you're very much seeing that person.
Well, and my thing is let's be real, because some relationships do start from social media.
And that's the thing.
Let's talk about it. Like,
some relationships genuinely start from social media.
So that's what I'm saying.
I
didn't talk to a couple of guys from social media. Let me tell you, every time I talk to a guy from social media, it's never worth it. I'll tell y'all that right
Fist
now.
The baby.
It is never worth it.
He's
you
just
guys.
My fist the baby. He gonna fist the baby, baby. He goes, girl, okay, listen. And this is the thing, though. This is never worth it. So, my thing about social media, when people be like, it's not real. Like I said, there has been times where I know employers go on your social media and
baby,
see what you're
will.
About. I know employees that will fire you for what you post on your social media.
I think there's a lot of
saying that social media is not real. It's people on social media that literally make a living off of social media.
Yeah.
So you saying that social media is not real is high key gaslighting.
But you want to know what's kind of crazy is the guys that I've dated that said that they make their money off.
That's
social
what I'm saying.
Media.
So that's my thing. Like, you can promote your business on social media and get money off of it. And not only that, like, you can literally, like you said, meet someone.
Yeah.
And this is my thing. You might say social media is not real, but that conversation you're having with that person is very much real.
Now, that's where you hit it right on the money. Because the convo is real.
The conversation is real.
The conversation
and nowadays,
is real.
Like I said, going back to the beginning, we are the test subjects of social media. So at the end of the day, baby, we make the rules.
Yeah.
So when people be like, well, me liking a girl picture or me commenting on a girl picture is not cheating. Okay, but at the end of the day, we make those rules because we are the first to establish. At the end of the day, social media is not going nowhere. So from generations to come, baby, we got to set the standards on it. Yeah. If I genuinely feel, and this is my theme, I'm heavy on energy. So if I feel that hurts me or that makes me feel a certain type of way, and you don't respect it. And it's just all it is. I might not cannot explain it. And sometimes what's understood don't need to be explained.
Yeah.
Like if I feel like you are liking a girl picture a little bit too much.
I feel like what you feel what may be small to you is big to another person.
It's big to another person because I know at the end of the day, if I go on social media and I start liking dudes' pages, following dudes' pages, they think I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah.
They high-key think I'm shooting my shot.
But that's why I'm saying social media has low-key, like, it kind of has, like, programmed our mind into how we think. Yeah. Because it's kind of like, okay, you liking these pictures, so are y'all trying to do a meetup?
And that's what I'm saying. And the thing about social media is no other comparison. Like, we cannot compare.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we cannot compare a like to, I guess we could compare a like to, like, you know, if someone actually liking somebody or someone. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like one of those things. Just kind of one of those things where it's just like, it's so much newer and different that you genuinely have to set the rules in relationships. So let me ask you this though.
Okay.
Let me ask you, since we're on the topic of relationships. Okay, so do you feel like a man can go on social media so how long do you give yourself to post your man on social media? I know we talked about this, but let the audience know. How long do you post your man? Yeah.
I'm not posting him. That man is not getting posted. I'm so sorry. Like, I think, and to be fair, when I say I'm not posting him, like, it's not in a, I will never post the guy I talk to. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those, like, if you see who I'm talking to.
Even hubby.
I thought the man I was with was hubby. I did. High key, I did. Yeah. So for me, it's kind of like, baby, what you need to get posted for? I feel like a private life is a happy life.
That is true. I just
feel like a private life is a happy life.
That is true.
And I feel like now if I'm out, I don't feel like it's something like I need to post him. Like, I don't feel the need to post him. Mm-hmm. But if we're enjoying something, we're enjoying the moment, we're mm-hmm. together, I'm not going to say I'm not going to post no picture of my man.
Yeah.
But do I feel like I need to post him all the time? No. And I've had guys that get upset about me not posting them. Yeah. Like, they're like, why you don't post me? Because I just don't feel like there's a need to post you. Like, we in real life.
So do you think that's genuinely your standards, or you think that comes from being hurt in past relationships?
No. I think it's just something that, like, I don't know. Like, I've never, I guess you would have to give me the feeling of, like, wanting to show you, like, show you off. Like,
yeah.
And when I say that, like I said, because when it's not that I just do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, it's not something like, oh, no, I'm not posting this, man, because I don't want nobody in my business.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's genuinely, like, and I don't feel the need to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we're having a really good time, we out, we doing stuff, that's different. Like, yeah. I'm not just like, no, you can't get posted.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, now if I stinkily, baby, you're not getting posted.
So do you keep that same energy with your man if he never posted you?
I don't care. Okay. I genuinely don't care. Okay. Like, it don't bother me because, baby, I'm not posting you. So why am I going to expect you to post me?
I'm the complete opposite.
I don't feel, because I feel like why... This is my thing. Like, I don't feel like I need for... I feel like me posting you, like, it's to really let other... Unless it's something we're doing together and I feel like doing it. If it's not that, like, I feel like I'm doing it for
other people. But that's what I mean. Like, not just posting because it's MCM. Like, not that. But I'm just saying, like, if we out together, like...
Oh, yeah. If we out together and we enjoying the meal or something, cool. Yeah. And I feel like posting you, But, like... Just for me to be blowing up my thing about my man, that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy. And let me tell you.
Baby, don't trust these men.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why you gotta post them. Because
I don't trust these men. I wanna be a clown behind closed doors.
That is true.
I'd rather find something out and then just cut it off.
And just cut it off.
Yeah, than being embarrassed. Like, so, I'd rather just cut it off.
How long do you give? Like, say for instance, y'all talking and stuff, and y'all on a date or whatever, y'all been dating. So how long would you post that y'all on a date together? Like, okay, this is my man, we on a date, like
9 months to a year.
9 months to a year. That's
and
fair,
I'm
though.
No cap.
That's fair. No, honestly, no that's
like,
fair.
Nah, I mean, you might get a little, like, but if I'm on a date, like, okay, I might post.
That you're
like,
on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not but him. But
what
that's
am I post
fair.
My man for? That's what fair. What you need to know my man? This is my man. Because then you be having people that be looking. They will go follow your man, create some drama, start talking. You going to find out stuff that might be true, might not be true. I don't need it in my life. That I don't want to be figuring that out. Like, a private life is a happy life.
A private life is a happy
There's
life.
There's no need, because I feel like whatever I have with you is what I have with you. I don't need other people to kind of like validate what I feel and what you show me.
Yeah.
I don't need that. Like, because at the end of the day, God reveals all.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I know some girls disagree. You know what I'm saying? And to be fair, I've been that girl that go through the phone. I have been that girl.
Oh, we going to get into that. Because that has to do with social media.
I've been that girl. But to be fair, like, at the same time, some people have ill intentions. Some people's intentions is not good intentions, so they will genuinely see something that is beautiful, that is brewing, and it's nice, and it's growing, and they'll be like, oh, well, so-and-so, and so, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I see him with so-and-so, and so-and-so, and the man might not really be, but now you having questions because you've put your personal life out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like social media is for your personal life.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't feel like it's something that you have to share. Like, if you choose to, that's cool, but be prepared for whatever comes with that. You putting out your personal life.
This is my take on posting your partner or, you know, significant other. I feel like this.
What's tea?
I'm gonna post my nigga. This is my thing though. This, because like you said, private life is a happy life. You know what I'm saying? But this is my thing is,
let me be delusional.
If you, as a man, my thing is this, just don't be posting like you're single. That's my thing.
Oh, that's fair. Don't post like you're single. That's fair. But usually the guys I talk to, like, they're not posting like they're single. Like, I'm not posting like I'm single, but you just don't know who I'm with.
Yeah.
You might think I'm single.
Yeah.
You might
think
until
I'm
single. Until I just post something there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
trick. Not slip, that wasn't the right word, but until I just decided to post something.
But, and this is my thing. I feel like with posting your partner and stuff like that, y'all both should really come and sit down to an agreement. Because everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women genuinely like to feel like, okay, my man feel like he has a trophy. I want my man.
And
it's not no giving no WCW. Like, I'm just gonna post you just because. But like, my thing is more so like my post, and I'm thinking like if we're out. That's my thing, if we're out, or if we genuinely take a picture or are we having a good time, that's different.
But like, as far as just like, I'm gonna post, no, like,
but this is my thing.
But I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I really do not be posting my name.
But this is my thing. If I'm with you, like you said, if we're in a serious relationship, and I'm talking about like moved in together, and you have not posted me not one single time, I think you're cheating.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Because why are you trying to uphold a single lifestyle?
Shit.
Okay, if it's not cheating, you don't want other women to know you're in a relationship, and that's the problem.
I don't know though, because I really do not like, I've lived with men and never posted them.
Wow.
Never. Like, really? Never. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, but
I guess that's teach your own.
Yeah.
Teach your own.
Okay. So, do you feel like there are certain things as in a relationship that your partner should not, like, okay.
Post?
What? Are post or like and like, are there boundaries?
I do feel like there should be boundaries in social media, high key. And this is my thing though, like, I feel like it's the obvious, like, don't be liking your ex's pictures. this is my thing. When it comes to like celebrities, Instagram models,
yeah, whatever.
Have fun. Have yeah, fun. I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like local,
that's and too. I agree.
No.
Local.
If I know this, close. If I know this girl stay off of Forest Lane, Whitehurst, Skillman, et cetera, in Holland Hills, Bunny View, Simpson Store, it's a wrap. Why?
Because why?
Why?
If she's local,
I don't like. That's me. I don't like no local 304s. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. I agree though.
Because to me, y'all, like to me, she think you can. She can have access to you.
She and let she me tell you, I think like that was now. That's the only thing I don't like with mm-hmm. social media. Because honestly, I ain't never really cared about my man liking pictures or nothing like that. It don't bother me. That don't bother me. But I do agree with. If it's something or a person we have met or a this person that we know mm-hmm. and that's I don't like that boundary. Shit, don't do that.
Exes,
but I don't mind. No. I don't mind my man going looking, girl.
That's what I'm saying. Like when it comes,
while
to,
you looking,
I might be looking too.
I'm looking too. I'm telling you right now. What they said, y'all seen that big dog challenge? Because I'm.
But that's but this is another thing that I big dog.
I like the big dogs. I'm sorry,
but this is my thing too, though. Like as a woman, I feel like when you really are in love, other men don't turn you on.
Now it's they don't turn you on. You're not even looking.
You're not looking. That's why I don't be understanding. But that's the thing about a man is that they always like to say, "Oh, like
they visual creatures." But I don't. To me, I feel like that's bullshit.
But it is bullshit because I'm not gonna lie. I've been with someone that says like I see like when I say like tuck his eyes when another bitch walk in like heavy like
that gives like some echoes.
I'm talking about like yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just talking about like don't even girl bitch don't exist around him. Bitches don't exist around him. I like to feel like the only girl in the world.
It's crazy because I love a man like that.
Yes.
You know, and it was possible. I don't lie, it was this post and it was like I wanna know in a room full of bad bitches you're gonna choose me every time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this I want that.
If I had a twin, I still choose you. That part. So that's how like, I'm not gonna lie. If I see you liking too many girls' pictures, that's local.
No, okay, y'all. Let me tell you what'll piss me off.
Yeah, it will piss you off. Cause baby, when she gets pissed off, baby.
Let me tell you what'll piss me off. I don't like the commenting.
Oh no! Oh,
the commenting is too far.
No,
commenting. Commenting is way too far.
No, if we're commenting,
that's different.
Like we're having a sit down.
I ain't posting my man. I don't care what he likes.
I don't. The
but
commenting
once you
is
start
too far.
Commenting,
the commenting
that's too far.
Is too far.
And let me tell you why. Because commenting and DMing. Because I feel like I don't want nobody to feel like, well, your man was in my DMs.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Ah! Mm-mm. And girl, listen. Girl.
Disgusting.
Girl. I'm not gonna lie, I had a situation where like it was so crazy because the situation was like this. Like it wasn't even the DM and the commenting, but it was a person that it was an ex. And if you're going on back on this person's page and even watching their story, it's a problem. It's a high key problem.
I feel like, okay, because let's talk about the exes. Let's talk about it.
You should not be following your exes. You should not be liking their pictures. You should not be viewing their story. Them bitches should
now,
be
let
dead
me
tell,
let,
to you.
Now, let me tell you. I don't mind the following. Liking, commenting, all that is dead.
Don't even follow.
I follow. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't follow my exes. I follow my exes. But like, do I like they shit? Do I comment on they shit? No, like they're non-existent. But I'm not gonna go unfollow them because he's gonna, like that's crazy. But
why? Why do you need to follow them?
But why? Well, what I'm saying is when I get with you, say I dated somebody a few whatever like years ago, and we still follow each other. Like I have an ex that we cool. You know what I'm saying? But we not together. We cool. So we never unfollowed each other. But when I get with my new nigga, you think I'm about to go and scroll down my motherfucking following list and unfollow? That's crazy.
Girl.
Now, I'm not about to like his shit or nothing like that. That's crazy. Or comment on his shit. That's weird. But let me tell you. I dated a guy who he basically, like, his ex was liking all his shit, watching all his stories. Like, that was out of line.
That was out of line.
And when he was trying to say, well, I'm pretty sure that you still follow your exes. I'm like, well, bitch, I do. But, like, I don't be liking that shit, and I'll be commenting on that shit. Like, that's crazy.
It could be a territorial thing.
No, but, and I feel like, I'm not jealous, but I'm territorial.
It's not even jealousy.
I'm territorial. Because
my thing is,
you're out of my motherfucker.
One thing I can really thank God for is the ability to not hold jealousy towards people. Like, yeah. When I say, like, I genuinely don't have jealousy towards no one.
I'm territorial.
I literally thank God for that.
I pissed on that tree.
So it's just like, I don't understand why do you need to follow these people? And this is my thing.
Motherfucking team.
This is my thing. Like, I have had men that made me go back and unfollow my first love from high school.
I've had men, girl, they do the same thing.
So
they be getting mad. Y'all be mad. Y'all be emotional.
They be emotional. They be salty.
Y'all be real.
But I like a dude that, like, they be like, okay, cool, daddy, it's whatever.
I kind of like that.
I like that, like, too.
But, like,
it's cool, but it should be a problem. Like, if you don't have no
think about
friends,
it,
then yeah. It should be a problem.
Well, I feel like I don't think about it, but if a man asks me to, I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, if a man asks me to, I would do it.
Okay, so this is finna get spicy.
Oh, God. Are the girl's panties about to be in or not?
The girl's panties about to be in or not. Are you checking your man's social media? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Easy answer. Easy yes.
Okay.
Easy yes.
Okay, I have two more questions. Follow-up questions.
Okay.
First question, how long until you're dating when you're checking his social media? And second question, how often?
2 weeks until we start talking.
Stamp that. Because this is my thing, Allie. And let me say this.
Let me say this. 2 weeks until we start talking, I'm checking that shit.
This is my thing. Before anybody be like, I don't check. This is my thing.
I don't know. I'm checking. I'm motherfucking looking, bitch. I want to see
women,
what you like.
Women, bitches, they be checking. Girl, what the first thing we do when we ain't been to a place we don't know? We check the Google reviews.
Oh, shit.
You go buy a car, you go check the Carfax. You finna get a new job, you go check the Google, you go check the LinkedIn Indeed reviews. So you think I'm not finna do my investigation?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Because this is my thing.
I be looking, y'all.
This is my thing. I put it in for a nigga. I ride or die for a nigga. So I'm going to check to see if the Carfax, if the Google reviews is checking out. What's tea? Because this is my thing. Because I wouldn't check. If I wouldn't check a man's phone, if he'd be like, yeah, I got a little whoopty whoop on the side.
Okay. When I say this is my thing. When I say am I checking his social media, baby, I'm about to shout out to Instagram for showing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Instagram. But nah, I'm definitely gonna see what he be liking. You know, I ain't gonna lie.
I'ma check you out.
I'm gonna go.
You have to.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, I'ma look. You know, I'm gonna look out of curiosity.
Like, but, for real.
Yeah, I've really been trying not to go through phones. I've really been trying.
But the thing about going through phones, and this is my thing.
I used to be
bad with going through phones. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been trying.
Baby, I used to be bad, baby, especially when they had that fingerprint. Oh, baby, I slipped that fingerprint right on that motherfucker.
Y'all want another real tea, baby? I go through laptops.
You have to.
I will go through laptops.
You have to. Nowadays, these niggas be so sneaky.
I will go through, nah.
They be so
nah,
sneaky.
Nah, that nigga was sleeping with his fucking
baby, I go through Google Drives. What you bagging up?
I go through emails.
Save notes, telegrams, WhatsApp, Cash App.
Type that bitch number in the mother.
You're
gonna find out in real life.
Cause why is Emily number saved under DoorDash? I'm so confused. You getting more DoorDash messages.
Who is this bitch? Because I'm trying to find out, and her number's not saved. And I didn't even know it was a bitch until I typed her motherfucking number in the motherfucking Cash App.
Period.
Quit playing with me.
That's Jim. If you don't know.
Y'all, she was a prostitute, just to say. Okay. I'm just saying.
But you know what, Allie? I had a motherfucking thing where my ex was talking to a prostitute. I looked at a message.
What's a bareback, y'all? Let's talk about it.
He said, I just need to hit it from the back.
What is a bareback? What is a bareback? And niggas gonna be mad when they see this.
Why you put my business out of there? Cause
shit.
Girl.
Circle lets you know it's real.
But circling back to social media.
Sorry.
So
let's get back to where we were.
Let's get back to social media. No, because that's tea. No, that's hot tea. We have to let that one simmer. But this is also my thing about social media, though. I want to get back into the good side of social media, because I definitely feel like there is good sides.
There really from is,
promoting your business and even promoting yourself. Like, I can say on social media, I don't want to say I found myself, but I've definitely found inspiration.
Yeah.
I've definitely found...
Shout out to Pinterest.
Yeah. And I'm really getting to the era where I want to start making money off social media. I want to be the girls who has a check coming in every Wednesday from TikTok and Instagram.
It's
Let's
so
talk about
funny
it.
Because yeah, you're so right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I said, it's the intent behind how you're using it.
It's
so
intent.
If you feel like you are consistently getting like negative or it's just not vibing with you, that, you know, that's a self-check.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of the things, what are you following?
Yeah.
What are you following? And honestly, sometimes you have to go through and unfollow that unfollow that old shit. And it's just like, it don't like vibe with me the same way I was or a place I mm-hmm. was. Start following stuff that you're truly interested in. Because
genuinely.
Then once you're on that frequency, mm-hmm. you're going to start being shown the things that really resonate with you. And it's like, you're going to start finding new places to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start finding like the quotes and the all this stuff that really resonates with who you are and the people that really resonate with who you are, your circle. That's how. So I do feel like social media can be a really beautiful thing, but I feel like there with like everything in the world, there's good sides and there's negative sides to it.
And that's another thing about making sure not being caught up in a negative. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself.
Please
don't get caught, because one thing about it, baby, we are selective what we can post on social media. That person you probably idolizing or comparing yourself to, they only showing the good. They're not going to sit there and show them the bad. Like, they're not going to sit there and show you the bad.
Ooh.
Like, probably the bad that you can, unimaginable bad. So, like, you might be wishing for someone's life, but, baby, you don't know what that person
but
goes through.
But let me tell you, and that is, like, one of the things. It's like, don't ever wish for something that's not yours. Because
yeah,
you really
love your
don't
life.
Know what that person had to experience, what they had to go through to even get to where they are. So, it's like, you only see the picture.
You only see the picture. You only see what they post, what they want you to see.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it. Even when it comes to yourself and, like, be okay with rebranding yourself. Don't ever get stuck in the box.
I want to say something so the world will know.
Yes.
Because I want people to know that, like, one thing that always stuck in my brain with you is, like, you said, never be afraid to start over.
Never be
that,
and
she is so firm on that. Like,
heavy.
When I say she is so firm,
girl, I done started
on
about three, four times.
Never be afraid to start over. I don't even know. It was like something you had posted. You was like, girl, never be afraid to start over.
Never.
Was, honestly, Trey, this was years ago.
Yeah.
This was years ago. And it was like one of those things that I always tell me, I'm like, never be afraid
definitely
to start
because
over.
You have, I feel like we're kind of, I don't want to say compare ourselves to snakes, but we have layers. Yeah. And sometimes, and we go through experiences, and sometimes you literally have to shed those layers and shed those experiences, and then literally you come out a butterfly. Don't be stuck in being a caterpillar when you're a butterfly.
Baby, when I say this is we're going to make it work.
We're going to make it work. And we're going to make it shine. It's literally like a diamond in a rough type situation. That's like, so never get stuck in, you know, basically where you're at, where you know in your mind, baby, I could be so much more.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's one of those things where it's like, sometimes we are so focused in, like, you're so zoomed in.
Mm-hmm.
You're so, like, here
mm-hmm.
when it's like, look here.
Yeah. Yeah. Look overall here. Picture.
Look at the bigger picture, because mm-hmm. and it's hard sometimes, because I know it's like, when you're going through something, it's easy to literally just be able to see what's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to zoom out.
And before we get up out of here, girls, baby, this I love this episode for us.
Jeez.
I also want to end the note on positivity that, like, basically, also use social media for healing. A big thing.
Find your people.
Yes, find your people, find your community, and get out, like, find people, find things, find events, and take that energy off of social media. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely okay to find events or people and meet them outside of social media that will offer healing yeah. or whatever the case may be. And then if need be, baby, take a break from social media.
Oh, and let me tell you, because don't sleep on fasting from social media. Sometimes you gotta fast from it.
Sometimes you have to fast from social media.
Sometimes you do have to fast from social media.
It's okay. And I'm not gonna lie, it's sometimes a beautiful thing. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of self-care journeys, a lot of self
you have to
kind of take a
look. Oh, girl, we was talking about the Matrix, y'all. We was talking about the Matrix. Just unplug. Sometimes you have to unplug just see what's real.
At least, like, and I'm not, and sometimes just build up to it. Like, if you're a type of person that get on social media as soon as you wake up, replace it with a prayer. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of getting straight on social
media, replace it with something positive.
Pray, exercise. Fill your day up differently than hopping straight on social media. Your eye pupils
wake up. Like I said, since it's a program, it's something that you genuinely have to unpro think about. Like, you have to be like, even if you do wake up, get off.
Yeah, get off. Yeah, get off. Set your intentions for the day. Say a prayer for today. Set a goal for today before you immediately get on social media. And that's another thing about social media. Sometimes it can consume yourself with stuff that you don't even want. So at the beginning of the day, and sometimes at the end of the day, switch your routine up.
Change it. Do something different. Like you said, like, it's really being intentional. Be intentional, especially with social media.
Be
intentional. Yeah. So it's one of those things, you know, just pay attention. See what's going.
Yeah. I love this episode because one thing about it is much needed. Social media, like, it's like the elephant in the room, but it's and it's kind of those things where it's like, but a person can really configure what they feel or think about you before they even meet you. Like, baby, you don't even know me. You just know me from social media.
Like,
and that's not really knowing me. I live a whole 24 hours a day, and I post an hour of my life.
And a lot of times people go on there and they are putting on a persona for their brand so they can get paid.
Yeah.
So it's like, y'all don't take it that serious. Live your life. Be happy. Take time for yourself. Unplug.
Girl, this was so good. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in on another episode of Prettiest Podcast.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We definitely have another event coming for y'all.
Ooh. Wait.
Y'all, we have another event coming for y'all. It's definitely coming soon.
Yes.
Honestly, did we say November 9th or November 10th? Or we still, you know, it's in the air.
But it's definitely those two dates. One or the other.
In between. But y'all definitely stay tuned. Get your tickets once we post about it. If you didn't make it to the next one, if you didn't make it to the picnic, we have something for y'all. So y'all stay tuned.
Hi, Key. All right. Until next time.
Okay. Prettiest Podcast.
Prettiest Podcast. Woo.